This first Friday, a wide variety of original artworks are on display in Haines. And this month, there's also a mission. More than 50 local artists and a few from across Southeast Alaska donated pieces for a silent auction to benefit Willow Bryant, a Haines youth who is currently in treatment for anorexia. All proceeds will go toward her medical expenses. The auction is organized by co-owners Amelia Nash and Andrea Nelson of Ampersand AK, an art gallery and gift shop on Main Street.
We initially reached out just on social media and by phone to a handful of people, and then as word spread, we got a lot of unsolicited donations that continued to roll in through yesterday even. So it's just been really a huge outpouring of generosity.
Andrea Nelson points out a few pieces which are on display in the front window where Bid for Willow is stenciled across the glass.
I mean, everything from knit hats to enamel cups to garden art and weather vanes.
A full auction item list is available online now on the Ampersand AK social media pages, and the bidding is open until 7 p.m. Friday night. Nelson says the level of response has been inspiring.
Because of the seasonal shift and going into winter that's approaching, a tough anniversary for a lot of people, and just a difficult couple of years with COVID, we all run short on motivation and energy. And to put a call out for action and see the response really is inspiring and fuels the engine.
Down Main Street, Larry Johansson is one of several Haines artists exhibiting at the Alaska Arts Confluence. He says he has over 100,000 photos and he's showing some of the best. He points to one looking across the water at Yakutat Glacier.
And it was such a moment when we arrived, it was like a holy moment. We all sat down, we looked at it, didn't say a word to each other. We just were all humbled by the beauty that we saw.
The Haines Sheldon Museum will showcase selected items from its own collection called Treasures from the Vault 2, Nature's Mixed Media.
And we wanted to do a sequel to the last Treasures from the Vault.
Zachary James is the museum's collections coordinator. Along the organic materials theme, the new exhibit features items dating back to the early 1900s, including Chilkat baskets and a carved walrus tusk. James says there are a few items that will be displayed for the first time.
There's a cedar rope that was part of someone's regalia. So it was made in Klukwan, the records say. And you see it that's worn over around someone's neck and then off a person's shoulder. And the cedar rope is woven in a way that it's joined to itself. And that connection, that loop, always needs to kind of be maintained. I thought that was a pretty good metaphor. You'll always see people tucking the strands of the ends back in because it resists being placed into a loop with itself.
The Haines High School students postponed showcasing their skate park mural project due to weather, but there will be a community event from 4 to 6 p.m. this Tuesday, October 5th, with food, skating, and music. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.